What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, his sister thought she was getting a charming early 1900s home, but instead got invisible chatty neighbors and phantom pitter-patters that even their dogs couldn't ignore.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that indeed it is. 855-853-4802 if you want to share your real ghost stories with us, or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Invisible chatty neighbors. That might be kind of fun. I don't know. I like chatting with people. And especially if it's like people you like and you get along with and you kind of see, you know, eye to eye. It would be kind of difficult if they're chatty and not agreeable or not nice.
Well, I was just going to say that. What if you had like ghost neighbors and they're just assholes?
Yeah, that would kind of suck.
Like, come on.
I don't know how I would
handle that. You learn anything in your lifetime.
And then you can't get rid of them because they're ghosts.
Because they're ghosts. And it's like, no, you need to move on. Oh, is that what you think? You want me to leave this unattended?
Like,
so you
I've
can
been,
come and take all my shit?
I've been here longer than you have, Buster.
Yeah.
They probably use the term like Buster, funny. Too. Yeah, that would be weird. That would be uncomfortable and very strange. I don't think I want ghost neighbors.
I don't either.
But I have had bad neighbors before. I'd probably take the ghosts over them. It kind of depends. Depends who we're talking about.
Yeah, I've had bad neighbors too.
I
don't know. Depending on your ghost neighbors, I think I'd go with ghosts.
The neighbors I had growing up, I would definitely have gone with ghosts because these people were kind of zombie-like. I don't know what the hell was going on over there, but it was not good. It was across the creek from my parents' home. And they had this house that they just did not keep up at all. When the guy would like not mow the lawn forever, and then like the side and the brush down by the creek would get really high. I remember one fall afternoon playing in the backyard, and all of a sudden I hear this loud boom. What the hell? And I just see flames flying up towards their house. And I run over there.
God.
He lit the brush on fire.
Oh my God.
With gas. And it's on a slope, and the slope goes straight into the creek. And he's pouring gasoline along all of this.
Oh my God.
And it's going into the creek. So literally the brush is on fire, and so is the creek. Yeah.
Oh my God. The creek is on fire too.
And he literally he dressed like Fidel Castro, I would say. I was going to say Kim Jong-un, but no, it's more Castro-ish in the cast.
Hat.
Yes, he did have it, but he was like a blue, like fatigue type thing he was wearing. And he always had problems with everything. Yet he would just do the craziest shit on his side. But if like we moved a rock on our side or something, he would be calling the DNR on us, and he would just, and then he'd stand in his yard and stare. And it's just a creepy, weird fucking guy. There were two suicides within that house over the time that I lived there. And I think a third one occurred actually semi-recently.
So that almost sounds like, that's weird that...
The weird fucking energy over there.
Yeah, like there's something going on with the house.
Well, I would probably go more with, there's probably going on with the people, probably years of abuse. It's probably really what's going on over here. You know, systematic family abuse that's going in a cycle is really probably what's going on. But in turn, really dark energy. Well, the house is gone now. It's finally, they moved, and then it finally eventually was torn down. Here's an interesting one. I know that last suicide in that house wasn't that family, because it somebody bought it and then they turned it into a rental for a period of time. And within the course of that being a rental, somebody killed themselves in that house.
See, that's just really weird.
Yeah.
And just every time that happens, don't you think it just kind of leaves behind this really negative energy? And
I do. I think that that was just a fucking weird, weird house. And I never, it was just, ugh. And here's a fun childhood story about fall and apples and where they get processed. You know, when you're getting your apple cider at the farm. We had a place... they do all their own apple processing now. They're a very wonderful, lovely farm orchard type thing in Fall. I'm not going to say their name because I don't want it to reflect negatively, because they're very good. But when they were a smaller operation, before they had all of that, they would get their apples pressed, because this is what this guy also did. He had a big apple press in one of his sheds where he probably also hung bodies. The apple press, he would make cider for people, but it was just such a grotesque, non-sanitary environment. I would not drink that apple cider, but that orchard would get their apples pressed there for their cider. And then they go back and sell it at the thing. And everybody's like, oh, this is so great. And it's like, I know the building that shit's processed. It's like, I'm not fucking drinking it. The apple cider, Tony. It's great. Why don't you drink the apple cider? Drink the apple cider. Have some apple cider. Eat some apple cider. Drink some apple cider. Have some. No, I won't do it. That
you
was.
You can't make me.
That was childhood. And then the man would take the apple remains, you know, the pulp and everything, after they've been pressed. And then he'd spread them out in a field right behind our house, across the creek, right where our campfire pit was. And right behind the campfire pit was this field, and it was all rotting apples. So when I smell rotting apple, and a lot of kind of like apple-y, pulpery type things kind of smell like that, it makes me think of childhood. And the rotting apples.
Oh,
from the creepy,
the fond memories of childhood.
From the creepy fatigue man across the creek. Yes.
I loved being a kid.
These are my memories. Back to our ghost stories in just a second. I'm Tony Bruschi. Well, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet, crammed with stuff that doesn't work or you don't even know what it is. That's how mine is. It's like, what? Why did I have this? You still aren't sleeping. You still hurt. You're stressed out. Yeah, I hear you. I cleared out my cabinet and reset my health with CBD from CB Distillery. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulas are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm. 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity. And an impressive 90% said they slept better. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. I even have a 20% discount for you to get started. Visit cbdistillery.com and use code GHOST for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code GHOST, cbdistillery.com. Now, back to our conversation. Let's go to the phone call, and let's hear about the 1900s house. Yeah, let's hear your ghost story. Hi.
Hello, this is Eric from Central Illinois. So this story is around my sister that had bought a house that was probably early 1900s built, turned into apartments, and then back into a single-family home. So they moved in. It was just my sister and her husband, and some renovations had happened around the house, and she had talked about some things that were happening. So I had, this is probably like 19 years ago, so I had just started getting into paranormal investigating then, so I kind of asked her what was going on. And so she talked about one time they were sitting in the front room watching TV, and they heard like people sitting outside their house talking, and they got up from their couch and they looked outside the window, didn't see anybody, and thought maybe somebody's on the front porch, and there's nothing. So thought maybe it's like some neighbor kids that were hanging out. Shortly after that, they'd gotten married, so I agreed to watch their two miniature schnauzers, and she said that at night they put up a baby fence in their bedroom just because they had hardwood floors in the second story, and that they would get out and they would run around, you'd hear the clanking of their nails on the hardwood floor, so they kept them in the bedroom. So when I watched them, that's what I did. I put the baby fence up, and I got woken up and seeing both schnauzers with their front paws on top of the baby fence, and I heard the pitter-patter of feet running back and forth in their hallway, and the dogs following their kind of the pitter-patter back and forth. So I kind of gotten to know a psychic medium and had her come over with her husband. We had dinner, and so she kind of walked through the house, and they sat down, and we're sitting there talking, and she goes, okay, so there's a woman and a man in the basement, but they're not necessarily connected. One did canning, one did woodwork. At one point, my sister had heard old-timey music coming from the basement, thought that my brother-in-law had left like a radio on, and she went down there, and there was like no radio down there. So she was like, man and a woman, one canned. Man did woodworking, but there's no connection. They don't talk to each other. They don't see each other. And then there's a spirit of two little kids that really love the home. So, like, the residual spirits here, and that's where you hear them running. So, like, okay, cool. And then she's like, there's a fifth spirit here of like a baby. And my sister starts just bawling. She's like, oh my God, a baby died here. Da, 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 da. And the psychic's like, no. It's like, are either of you pregnant? Looking at my sister and my ex-wife, and we're both like, no. And she's like, no, I'm not pregnant. So we proceed through dinner, and she stops. She drops her fork, and she looks at my brother-in-law, and she just goes, she's glad you like the ring, and then picks her fork up and continues to eat. And my brother-in-law just starts crying. And I'm like, what the fuck? And go through dinner, we hang out a little bit more, then they leave, and then after it, I'm like, what happened there? Because when I asked, you know, like, what was that? And she's like, it's for him to tell. So he's like, so I've always had a connection with my grandma in Colombia. His mom and father were like first generation Colombian. And like I knew when my grandfather died, I was coming home from school and I just felt it. And I walked in the house and my mom's crying. And so one of his grandmother's wishes was for him to have his grandfather's wedding ring, and it's something that he very cherished. And so he's sitting there at dinner and he's like, grandmother, if they're, you know, give this lady, if she's real, give her something that she's only going to know. And that was the thing. It was like the rings that he got from his grandmother that he cherished so much. And that's what popped in her head. So that was kind of crazy. Then on the flip side, 2 weeks later, my sister was pregnant. So there was that spirit of the kid hanging around, which my sister was already pregnant. So crazy, but pretty awesome. Love the show. Talk to you later.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. What's your thoughts?
That had to have been the craziest dinner party ever.
Yeah.
Like, oh, and let's see, there's a male, there's a female, they don't talk to each other. There's kids here, though, by the way, somebody here pregnant, and oh, the rings, and like what an emotional party.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because like he brought all that up about these spirits. So what happened? Like,
mm-hmm.
Did the activity continue? Are they just living with it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of would like to know a little bit more if he wants to call back in, like what's going on with the house. And it's interesting, you've got two ghosts in the basement, but they don't talk, two spirits that don't talk to each other,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of, I always think that's interesting. It's like, do they know they're there? Are they just kind of coexisting, or are they even aware the other spirit is there? I always kind of wonder about that.
It's a good question. I wonder if that's dependent on the situation or the place, mm-hmm. or if it's always a thing.
And are they connected to the two kids who keep running around?
Yeah.
And did the activity stop once it was all acknowledged? I doubt it.
Yeah.
And then for the brother-in-law, I think it was, to get that message about the rings, mm-hmm. which was so important to him in his life, to get those rings from his grandfather.
Yeah.
I don't know. That is a crazy dinner.
It is.
I have questions. I'd like to know a little bit more about the activity in the house and what happened. What did they do with that information? Did they do anything? Did she say, like, you know, here's what we can do to get rid of it, or you're stuck with this, or maybe move?
Eventually, they were all possessed.
That was it.
And no one's heard from them since. Yep. No one's heard from them since.
And I hope they did not have Rosemary's Baby.
That would be the worst. The absolute worst. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, everything ad-free, check us out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel there. Try it for 3 days free. Or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.